Hi, everybody. This is LTC Marketing University. My name is Valerie Van Boeven. I'm a registered nurse and the co-owner of LTC Expert Publications. And today we are doing our Wednesday LTC Marketing University live on Facebook. And we're going to continue this every Wednesday. Our audience is growing. The people who are watching the replays of this are growing. So we thank you for your participation. And today we're going to talk about content. And what should go on your social media and what should go on your website and how to get it done really super easy. So your company news matters, how to write company news the easy way. That is the focus of our conversation today. And we're glad that you joined us. And we want you to know that if you have a comment or a question, all you have to do is type it into the comment section. We'll be happy to answer it. And we like to see those likes, those thumbs up. And we like to see that you all are participating. So if you have any questions at all, make sure you hit that thumbs up and type in your comment. We will be happy to answer all of your questions. We may answer them today or we may answer them right after this broadcast is over, but either way, we will get back to you. So your company news really does matter. And I talk to our LTC Expert Publications clients all the time about content and about how their company news really matters. And the challenge for home care agencies and for other senior service providers is that there's not a lot of time out there to add writing to your list of things that you have to do or all the hats that you wear. And I completely understand that. But the payoff for paying attention to your offline marketing, joining up with your online marketing is really great. So we want to make sure that we give you the easiest ways possible to get that done. So we're going to talk about that. One of the things I talked about recently and even some last week is that let's talk about Facebook specifically, but this is for all social media and e-newsletters and things like that. When you have a Facebook business page and you're trying to get engagement and you're trying to get your branding out there and you want to get leads from it, there's two things that need to happen. One is that you need to be adding regular content to your website in the form of blog posts, articles, so that they can automatically be fed over to your Facebook and your Twitter and your LinkedIn and all those places. And on top of that, you want to make sure that you're posting other cool stuff. So posting once a week to your Facebook account or your Facebook business page is probably not enough. In fact, I know it's not enough. You should have something going out there almost every day. You don't have to do it two or three times a day, but once a day is great. And if you can't do that, two or three times a week is awesome. So we want to make sure that you're not just doing that other cool stuff. You're not just posting cute pictures of kittens and cute pictures of seniors and pictures of or articles from other websites that you find interesting. That stuff is really important. That's what we call other cool stuff. That's important, and you should be doing that. But the problem is a lot of times, our senior service providers will hire someone and that's all they do is post that other cool stuff. It can't just be other cool stuff or your website will never get any attention. And you want to drive people back to your website and you want to drive people from your articles to that article on your website so they can see your contact information. They can see that you're a resource. They can learn more about what you do. And even more important than that, Google wants to see that engagement. They want to see people going from Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, other social media accounts to your blog, to your website. And that gives you more credibility, gives your website more credibility. And so if you're worried about how you rank, whether your keywords are showing, you're showing up for Home Care St. Louis, Missouri, the only way to get that done, if you're in St. Louis, Missouri, is to make sure you have content from your blog going to Facebook as well as all the other cool stuff. So let's talk about content today. So content is six easy words plus one photo. So I'm going to show you how to write an article for your blog, your website, with using six easy words and one photo. So here's the information about the photo, because we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on that. You always need to include a photo. People love pictures. Facebook is a very visual medium, just like you're watching this video right now. Let's see. Yes, just like you're watching this video right now. So you want to make sure you have a picture with every single blog post. All of our clients who we blog post for every single week always get a picture with their blog post because the picture tells part of the story. So you want to make sure you have a picture. Always either take the picture yourself or purchase the picture from a stock photo vendor like we use bigstockphoto.com. Bigstockphoto.com. So you could use that or you could take the picture yourself. Don't ever lift photos off of Google for free and put them on your blog. That's a no, no, no. So here are the six words that you need to know. Who, what, why, when, where, and how. So we're going to go through those words and we're going to write an article together. This is a goofy article. It's just a sample. It's not a real one, but we're going to write it together. So who, what, when, why, where, and how are your six words. So let's get started with that. Okay, the first word is who. So we're going to talk about, we're going to use our friend here, Mary Smith. She is our subject of our article, or one of the subjects of our article. So we're going to start with who. Now, this is company news we're talking about. Let's talk about, let me rewind just for a second and talk to you about what company news is. Company news is internal news and external news. So internal news is anything that's happening inside your company. For instance, caregiver of the month, caregiver of the quarter, celebrating higher anniversary dates. So what our clients do and what we encourage all of you to do is to pick, let's say, caregiver of the month, write up a short paragraph about that person, take a picture of them holding their certificate with a smile or their gift card or whatever. Because when you write that little article about them, excuse me, and you and you show their picture, that shows that not only helps them know that you appreciate them, obviously the caregiver is cool with that and they like it, but also when that article goes on your website, on your blog, and then boop, goes out to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, that's community outreach. You're showing your community, hey, guess what? We have great caregivers and we're honoring this one today because she's so well liked. That shows your community that you have a great staff. And that encourages trust and encourages them to engage with you. So caregiver of the month may seem old hat for some people, but it really does work well. So use that to your advantage. Don't just celebrate internally. Make sure that your public knows that you have chosen a caregiver of the month. That's internal company news. So if you have caregivers, and we all know that caregivers tend to be a bit transient in their jobs. And when that happens, you know, we have to go through the hiring process over and over again. So in order to help with some of that and to encourage people to stay, how about celebrating work anniversaries? So if a caregiver has been with you for 6 months or a year or 3 years or 5 years, celebrate that person. Thank them for their commitment to you and their commitment to your clients, because that's really where the rubber meets the road, is how good they are with your clients and that consistency. So celebrate some of that. Again, another time where you can just take a picture of them smiling with their certificate and maybe a gift card to thank them, and you write up a little bio and talk to people about why those folks are so important to your business. That will show your community that you do have folks that stay with you long term, that they are great employees, and that they do take great care of your client, their clients, of your clients or their parents. So that is internal news. Then we have external company news. External company news is anything that's outside. This is where your offline marketing meets your online marketing. So offline marketing is all that direct referral marketing that you should be out there doing, shaking people's hands, looking them in the eye, talking to them about your company, telling them what it is that you do that helps seniors in the community and families. So when you're at a senior fair, or when you are hosting an event, co-hosting, sponsoring, co-sponsoring, speaking, whatever it is you're doing, you want to make sure you write up a little paragraph about that and take a few pictures while you're at the event. And then when you get back to your office or whenever you have a moment, post that article to your blog, and whoop, it should go out to Facebook. I'll tell you how to do that in a minute, and Twitter and LinkedIn. And that is your external company news. That shows your community and all the thousands of people who couldn't attend that event that you're out there, that you're making a difference, that you're connecting with people. It could be a chamber meeting, it could be a senior fair, it could be anything. So it could be the Alzheimer's walk this fall. So every time you are out there making a difference in your community, don't limit yourself to just the people that you shook hands with. Make sure everybody in your community knows that you are out there making a difference. So that's how your offline marketing meets your online marketing. So let's write an article together. Let's go back to this. This is our who. So we are attending an event as a home care agency, and we want to do a little write-up about that event, and we want to put it on our website so that it goes out to all of our social media and our newsletter and things like that. So the first word we're going to talk about is who. So who's this paragraph about? Who are you writing about? Who's in this picture? If you took some pictures of the speaker, who was part of the presentation? Who organized the event? There's a lot of ways you could answer the question or the word who. So I just wrote up a little example. Mary Smith, a registered nurse from ABC Home Care, was our presenter today at the third annual Yo-Yo Fest. Yes, Yo-Yo Fest is made up, but I just went ahead and made up this goofy article for you. This is easy to write. So you answered one question, who? The next question is where? Where was the event? Where was the speaker? Where will the event be held next year? So where is a great question to answer. That's your next one. So the event was held at the convention center. The speakers were located in the auditorium. Now, I'm just writing some simple sentences to fill in some blanks here, and we're going to put it all together in just a minute. The next question you want to answer is what? So what was the presentation about? What was the name of the presentation? What was the event about? You could answer what a bunch of different ways. So what was everything about? Why did you go? Is going to be another one. So what was it about? So her presentation, Avoiding Senior Falls in the Home, was a huge hit with all the attendees. We were all attending the Yo-Yo Fest to learn more about keeping seniors safe. So that's the what. Why is next? Why was the event important? Why did you attend? Why did other seniors attend? Why does this event happen, or why does this event happen each year, and why should people go next year? So the Yo-Yo Fest is held each year as an effort to educate seniors and their families about in-home safety. We were at booth number 43. Our objective was to let seniors in the Yo-Yo area learn more about our services, the services we provide, and how we can help seniors keep seniors safe. So that is the why you attended, with a little extra. When was the event held? When will the event be held again? So the Yo-Yo Fest was held this past weekend on July 31st. It will be held again next year in August. Watch our website for times and dates. Hope to see you next time. That's pretty easy. And then the last one is how. How do you get to the convention center? How much does it cost? And how do people get more information? So the convention center is at 123 Main Street in West Winnemucca, Nevada. The event was free for everyone. Seniors and families can get more information by contacting the West Winnemucca Senior Center at 555-555-5555. 55. So here is how we put it all together. So this is the article that you would post. Now this is a sample, so it's goofy, but what I did was I took each of those sentences that I wrote and I looked at them all together and I rearranged them just a little bit so that they made better sense. And I took out anything that was repetitive or extra. So here's what it turned out. Cha-Cha Bingo Home Care attended the Yo-Yo Fest in West Winnemucca. That's my title. Mary Smith, a registered nurse from ABC Home Care, was our presenter today at the third annual Yo-Yo Fest. The event was held at the Convention Center at 123 Main Street in West Winnemucca. Mary's presentation, Avoiding Senior Falls in the Home, was a huge hit with the attendees. We all attended the Yo-Yo Fest to learn more about keeping seniors safe. The Yo-Yo Fest is held each year as an effort to educate seniors and their families about in-home safety. We were at booth number 43. Our objective was to let seniors in the area learn more about the services we provide and how we can help keep seniors safe. The Yo-Yo Fest was held this past weekend on July 31. It will be held again next year in August. Watch our website for times and dates. Hope to see you soon. Oh no, hope to see you next time. Not soon, next time. The event was free for everyone. Seniors and families can get more information by contacting the West Winnemucca Senior Center at 555-55555. So there's your article. There's your little picture of Mary. And you post that, and it goes from your website, your blog post, out to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Now, how do you make that happen? Well, one of the accounts that we use is called Deliverit, DLVR.IT. We use Deliverit as a way to syndicate content. It's called syndicating via an RSS feed. We syndicate the content. We make it go from your website out to all these other places. The other thing that we use is Hootsuite. And some of you have probably heard of Hootsuite in the past. Neither one of those accounts are really, I guess for the beginner, they're not super intuitive. So you have to watch the tutorials, go through the videos, and just kind of learn how to use those accounts a little bit. They're not really, it's not obvious how to use them. So if you're a beginner, you definitely want to use their tutorials to your advantage. But you can set that up so that every time you post, that post goes out to all of your social media accounts. Just remember, it's pretty much instant or within 15 minutes. Sometimes, in our account particularly, it takes a couple of hours. It really depends on what's happening with Facebook, what's happening with, you know, feeds and things like that, what's happening with your, you know, your website, is it slow? You know, there's all kinds of different things. But usually within a few minutes, your post, once you hit publish, is going to go out to all your social media. So make sure before you hit publish, it reads correctly and it looks okay. All right. So that is how you create content. You answer 6 questions and you make sure you have a picture and you have written an article. Who, what, when, where, why, and how plus a picture equals content. Content from your website to Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. So next time around, we are going to talk about e-newsletters. So next week, if you join us, I'm going to show you how you can increase your revenue by 10% over the course of a year just by using an automated e-newsletter. So automated is the key word. So you can set it and forget it, just like Ron Popeil, and you increase your revenue by 10%. So next Wednesday, that's what we're going to talk about. Please type in any questions that you might have about content, writing, where to find content, some ideas for content writing, and we'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have. If you're watching the replay of this, you can still add your comments in and we will answer them even after this live broadcast is over. So thank you very much for attending. We will see you next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific. 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain. Be sure to join us. We love having you and we love doing our Facebook Live broadcasts. So thank you, everybody, and we will talk to you again next week. Thanks.